Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. This week, I wanted to talk about something that truly made me laugh and think. So, there's this viral video going around of this interviewer, and he's asking people, if they could be any race, what race would they be? And something very interesting happened, but also something I knew would happen when he posed this question to black people, and I wanted to talk about it. So have you seen this video? Have you seen this video? It's really funny. So this man is going around and he's asking people if they could be any race. What race would you be? And so you'd think that the obvious answer would be white. And a lot of people did give that answer. They were saying white because they want to benefit from white privilege. People were saying that they would just go out and live their life. That's what how they would use that privilege. They would just exist. I think one person even said, I like to be a white male, like holy crap, that's freedom, right? That's the privilege. And seems like a very sensible response to just have that freedom to be. And so part of me is thinking, yeah, I guess that would make sense. I as as I always do, I try to be empathetic. I'm like, yeah, I could see why people would say that, but I know in my heart of hearts what I would say, what my answer would be. And I'm just thinking, okay, like I'm trying to walk down that path of, that to have that freedom. But when, the video, the second half of the video was when they start talking to black people. And the black people say, I want to be black. I want to be black. That's the answer to the question is black. And I just start howling because that is my answer. That is my answer too. And so I just thought, and some people might be like, oh, I'm sure some black people said they would want to be white too, And I was like, did they though? Did they though? I don't think you'd find it that being that common, because for me the answer was a resounding black, capital B black. And so, as of course I reached out to my bestie Nadine, and I was like, I didn't even tell her about the video. I just had the question, I sent her a quick text and I was like, random question. If you could be any race, what race would you be? And literally within minutes, and the thing is, my friend, she has a young baby. She's a mother of a little one. And I honestly think within minutes, maybe like 2 minutes, and I just might have been the delay between our cell carriers. She wrote black back in all caps, and I was howling. I just literally was like stamping my feet, just laughing so hard because I knew that that was going to be it without hesitation. I love that she had to have the caps, the emphasis. Like it wasn't enough. She was like black, and I was dying. So, anyways, we ended up calling her and just having this conversation, like, I think the next day, and we just started talking about it. And so I was telling her the video, and we said, is there any other answer, to be honest? Like, who do we know that would say anything but black, right? And I was like, yeah. So we started doing, I was like, exactly. And so we're sort of reflecting on, why for us, there really is only one answer. Thing about being black, as a Black woman is that I'm incredibly proud of being a Black person. And so as hard as it is to be Black in this country, to be Black in North America, to be Black around the world, frankly, anti-Black racism runs deep. It runs deep because of, you know, our history, the history of the world and enslavement and just, you know, this white supremacy, frankly. And so despite all of that, I can't imagine for a second not being me, all of me. And part of that is my Black identity, my Black culture, you know, my Caribbean heritage, my just being proud of my ancestry and just, you know, all of these things. It's just, it's a part of who I am. I don't care that other people hate it. I love it. And I love my people. I love me. So I can't imagine, even for convenience, for ease, I couldn't imagine giving that up for a second. And like, it's, I wonder if because there's such opposition, because there's such hate to of it, that, you know, it just brought out this overwhelming love in me. And, you know, I know some people might have the opposite reaction, you know, where they're sort of hiding away from it. But, you know, it hasn't been my experience, as well as, you know, my bestie. But, you know, maybe that's why we're besties. But I just, you know, I just loved seeing that in real time, just seeing that interview with those people that they were just like, you know, leaning in and they were like, Black, you know, because that would have been my response. I was like, is there, like, what a question, like, why are you asking me this? Of course the answer is going to be Black. So, you know, just that reflection. And I think that, you know, that might be confusing to some people, that, you know, that we wouldn't want to give it up, that we wouldn't want to give up our Blackness. And I couldn't imagine being on the outside, looking in on the majesty of what it is to be Black. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that for myself. You know, I love being Black. I love being Black. And I think that does surprise people, because, you know, that is not the goal of anti-Black racism. It's meant to foster self-hatred. It's meant to foster hatred of Blackness, of Black culture, of anything associated with being Black. And there's all this, you know, there's this assumption, there's this conversations around within the context of white supremacy, that the natural state of being for Black people is to want to be white. And I often wonder, you know, there's like, we talk about appropriation, people are talking about a culture, and then they say, oh, well, you know, do certain things that, you know, you want to be white as well. And so I think there's a difference between wanting equality and equity for existing in my Blackness, you know, and having that white privilege. You know, like, I think when the question of like swapping races, you know, of course people want to have privilege. And, you know, even as Black people, I know, I think one of the things that makes us so wonderful is that we don't even want, you know, to put other people down to be lifted up. We just want to be on equal footing. You know, we don't have to put someone down to be great. We're just like, let us be great without trying to hinder us from doing what we do, which is be amazing and black, you know? Like, it's just, it's that, you know, that concept of, I don't need someone to suffer to succeed. I just want to be able to have the advantages and that privilege, but doesn't mean I have to be white to do it. No, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. So when I was talking with my friend Nadine, our conversation also covered why it will be so hard for people to believe, and just in our experiences, a lot of people do believe, you know, that we would want to be white. Like, they would think that given the option that we would choose that for ourselves. And we were saying, for a lot of people, they're not going to understand that we would choose to be black despite anti-black racism. We would still choose to be exactly who we are because, you know, we love ourselves and we love our blackness. And, you know, we were saying it's for, and it's not to say, and we talked about this as well, it's not to say that there are people that don't, you know, there is not that, like, black people aren't going to say, there aren't going to be some black people that are going to say, of course, that they would choose to be white. There's some people that have internalized that self-hatred, the anti-black racism. There is that, of course. And that's tragic. And, you know, but we were saying, when I genuinely say that, I want to be a black woman, that I love being a black woman despite the racism. How people are going to struggle with that response because they'll never want to be in my shoes. And it's and so we were sort of struggling, and I'm still struggling with sort of, you know, how someone would not believe in my heart of hearts that I wouldn't choose to be black. And it, again, the only answer that I can come up with is white supremacy, because they may not want to believe themselves that they truly believe in white supremacy, that they do feel that, you know, to be white is best. And so they'll feel that, you know, I'm either delusional or crazy or just, you know, lying when I say that despite the challenges, I wouldn't have it any other way. And they'll believe it for other cultures. They'll believe it for other races of people before they will believe it for blackness, which is sad and heartbreaking. So they'll believe that, you know, other people can love their heritage, they can love their culture, they can love their ancestry, they can love their people. But for me, they'll say, oh, like, why would you ever want to be, like, enslaved and have that part of your history? And, you know, that has nothing to do with black culture. Black culture doesn't end and is only about, you know, enslavement. That's, like, actually, you know, I would argue that that's more of a, you know, white American history kind of thing, that sort of, you know, they're intertwined. But I was like, that's not the end all and be all of what it means to be black. Again, centering, you know, the white experience, like, that's not that's not what I think about when I think about the pride of being black. And so I really do think that. There's a pride in being black that people won't understand because so much, it's so, it becomes invisible how deeply woven into our belief system and our histories that nobody could ever have that stance, that people will struggle to believe that there are people that are black and proud. And it's also interesting because I find that, and I've said this all the time, like that black joy is a powerful tool of resistance because I find that it truly, truly is confusing to people when they see it because it doesn't make sense in their equation of blackness that we can have joyful, full, beautiful lives in the face of such hatred. And that's the point. That's the point, and that's woven into the beauty of being black is that so many people want you to fail and succeed, and you can still have joy and laughter and beauty in this life. And I love that that type of resilience and beauty and strength is in my DNA. That makes me proud. That's makes me proud to be black. And the seasoning. I had to. I had to. So thank you so much for listening, as always. And I'll talk to you next time. Also, let me know. Reach out to me. I'm on Instagram and follow and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. But let me know, reach out and let me know if you could be any race, what race would you be? And if you're black, let me know if you would say anything but black with a capital B. I'll talk to you next time.